This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. As we learn the Mishnayos for this beautiful Tuesday night, as we learn the fourth and the fifth Mishnayos in the 20th Perek of Masechtas Kelim, sponsored Lili Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalem, Fel Yom Eish Mechai Sar, Yakim Ben Basilea, for the Schus of Avram Yom Benish Ben Malki Hudis, by the Fisher family, Lili Nishmas Basi Bas Rabat Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain, by Yol Klugman and family, Lufu Shalem, for Yitzchak Mardechai Ben Esther Bracha, Lufu Shalem, for Yitzhak Ben Tzim Ben Dusha, Rivka Bashi Raleah, Chana Basha Shabina, by Shemaya ben Esther Fadl, Meir ben Chayasara, they should have a refuah shalema b'sech shachel Yisrael. Areva gedayla. Here you have a large trough that was used for kneading. Shenifcha sam milikabel rimayim that broke, and it cannot hold pomegranates anymore, and therefore v'skino liyeshiva, you fashioned it to be used for sitting. Rabbi Kiva Matame, Rabbi Kiva says that therefore it's Tamei Medris, it's acceptable for Zav or Zav or Anid that sits on it. The Chacham Matar and the Chacham say that since it's so big, nobody will climb up to sit on there unless you cut it down, Achi Katseya, until you cut its size that it should be easy to sit on. I saw Avos Lebehema, if you converted it to use it as a trough for your animal, even though afterwards you attached it to the wall, and normally something that's mechubah to the wall is not kabel tuma. Here, since it's already a keli before you attached it, tameya, even after you attach it, it's still mekabel tuma. In the next Mishnah, it says kaifas. This was a log of wood that you made a seat in it. Shekvoy benidbach. That you put it on top of a row of bricks. Kvai, if you attached it, but the v'loi banalav, you didn't build on it, so it could still be used as a seat, and it was already a seat before you attached it, or banalav, or you built over it, that now you can't sit on it, but you could pull it out. V'loi kvai, you didn't fix it in there, you didn't cement it in. Tamei, either way, it's still tamei. Kvai uvana alav, but if you fixed it on top and you built over it and you cemented it in, then it loses its status of a keli and it's tahar. The same thing, mafitz, a mat, which was normally a keli to lie upon. That's why people got early when they made got uneasy when they made the first mats for a sukkah, because a mat is a keli and schach can't be a keli. These mats were made only special just for the sukkah. But mafitz, a mat, shenisonai al gabe akaris, that they put on the beams. Kavai, if you put it on top, but v'lei nasan alavis amazivi, you didn't put cement on it, I mean plaster on it. And even if nasan alavis amaziva, but v'lei kavai, you didn't attach it, tamei. So if you attached it, you didn't put on the cement, you could remove it easily. And if you put on the plaster, but you didn't nail it there, you could still use it. So in either case, tummy. But v'kvoy, v'nasan lo v'esam aziva, if you fixed it there and you put the plaster on it, then it's tar. Kara, a plate, a bowl. Shekvo b'shida teva migdal. That you attach to a chest, a box in a cupboard, which is more than holds 40 saw of liquid. So it itself is not mekabel tuma, but you've attached the bowl to it. If keder kabbalah, if you attached it in the right position, so you could still put fruit in it, even though you attached it to the box, tmeya. She like keder kabbalah, but if you put it upside down, so you can't use it, so then Tahira, then it is Tahar. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we want to thank you all for joining us. and making it a very enjoyable evening, and have a wonderful evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.